You're listening to Radiola.
Oh, a song by the fire, pass the pipe, pass the bowl. Oh, a song by the fire, real the soul, with the soul. The ice on the marking from the doorway, and the great white hole was the prize. Zoom, 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 zoom.
But here by the fire we defy frost and storm. Aha, we are warm and we have our heart's desire. For here's for good fellows and the beechwood and the bellows, and the cup is at the lip. In the pledge of fellowship. Oh, here by the fire, we defy from the storm. Aha, we are warm and we have our heart's desire. For here's for good fellows, and the beechwood and the bellows, and the cup is at the lid. In the pledge of by the fire we defy frost and storm. Aha, we are warm and we have our heart's desire. For here's for good fellows and the beechwood and the bellows, and the cup is at the lip in the pledge of fellowship. Oh, here by the fire we defy frost and storm. Aha, we are warm and we have our heart's desire. For here's for good fellows, and the beechwood and the bellows, and the cup is at the lid. In the pledge of fellowship.
What are your charms for? What are my arms for? Use your imagination. Just you. Just me. I'll tie a lover's knot round wonderful you.
Daylight, put out the lamplight. Here comes a newborn day. You've got to say goodbye to all your dreamin'. The night has passed away. The sunbeams are dancing and laughing with glee. The leaves on the trees waving howdy to me. It seems like the whole world's a big jubilee. Wake up, chillin', wake up. The love song of nature caressing your ear will tell you that springtime is hovering near. The spirit of gladness is bringing good cheer. Wake up, chillin', wake up. Each golden hour, treat it like a treasure rare. Love is in power, now's the time to give your share. The river is singing and I'm singing too. The dream clouds are drifting away in the blue. The voice of the morning is calling to you. Wake up, chillin', wake up.
Maybe you want to stay in bed rather than waking up. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Sr., and this is an internet-only edition of Radiola, recorded here in Utica, New York, rather than at Hamilton College, owing to hockey games being on Friday night. So this is a special program, but it is not in any way an inferior show. In fact, it's got some wonderful things. We began, and the name of the show is Winter Song, and that was Winter Song. And perhaps you can hear the wintry winds blowing outside my window, even through the microphone here. It is a chilly day. It is extremely, it's frigid is what it is. That was the Columbia Quartet recording in 1910, and Jack Miller and his New Englanders. Just you, just me. Well, that's one way to keep warm, too. 1929. Yes. And our theme. Willard Robeson, I Pan a Troubadour's Wake Up Chillin'. Well, as I say, maybe staying in bed with the covers pulled up over your head is not such a bad idea in this kind of weather. Normally we're on WHCL, 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. Tonight, as I say, which would be December 11th, you will be hearing hockey instead of me on the radio. So this is your best bet right now. I also want to thank Mark Fuller, who is a colleague of mine at WHCL, for directing me last week to the estate sales where I purchased all of the recordings that I used and restored for this particular program. It was an interesting thing. I didn't even want to leave the house that day. I really don't want to leave the house today, but then I was just sort of dithering about it. And so I finally got out of the house and got to those sales, and I found these records. And there were some things there that they didn't look too promising. But I got them home, and I discovered a lot of them were not in terrific shape. But I rescued them. I got almost all of them were usable on this show, and I have money left over for future shows. So thanks to Mark Fuller, who you can listen to on Saturday nights on WHCL and WHCL.org, you can hear him. I have to thank him very much, and he's responsible for this show existing in its present form. And we're going to continue with another great find from one of those Utica estate sales. Tommy Christian and his orchestra. Proud of a Baby Like You from 1927.
Thank you. something nice about everyone, but there's everything nice about you. You are that one in a million who can cheer me when I am blue. Some girls are like April flowers. They droop their heads when it showers. There's something nice about everyone, but there's everything nice about you.
And that was the Westerners, who I guess also were the Broadway Bellhops. And Irving on the vocal there, of course, there's everything nice about you. And I always, you know, Irving's going to be a constant comfort throughout this show. That'll help a lot. That was from 27. The Broadway Bellhops, and I didn't really realize this, I knew it was a Sam Lannon group. What I didn't know was that in attendance on most of these sides were Miff Mole and Red Nichols, some marvelous musicians, even though they're not as jazzy as even the Harmonians or some of the other harmony velvet tone sides that you'll be hearing. But that was a solid band. You have to say that was a really, really good band. Before that, Max Taher and his orchestra, and he recorded for a lot of labels back in the early 20s, Rudolf Frimmelpiece, otherwise known as the Donkey Serenade, but here called Chansonetta from 1923. And I'm trying to refrain myself from making burrow jokes at this point, but that's a nice piece, and I like it. That's why I played it. Began with Tommy Christian, Proud of a Baby Like You, or the word proud is what's on the label, 1927. We'll be hearing another selection by Tommy Christian, and one that has a vocal, and it's a little more novelty oriented, but I like that. That was a really good band, a really hot band, and they had marvelous musicians in there. Another thing I found at those yard sales, and I'm Andy Senior. This is Radiola, internet only, for those who are streaming it, downloading it, or what have you. Unless I'm pressed for something to put on the air, you won't be hearing this on WHCL. Another thing at those sales, I found that at the second sale I went to, which was in New Hartford, New York, they had a few interesting items, including an album set of the 1932 recordings of Showboat. And this was the reissue of those recordings, but still, they fit into the show. And I have those selections for you. So here, I haven't used the overture nor the finale, because, first of all, you can only hear Old Man River so many times, but you should hear it at least once. And here's Paul Robeson with Victor Young conducting the orchestra. Old Man River.
white horse crown. Bend your knees and bow your head, and pull that rope until you're dead. Let me go away from the Mississippi. Let me go away from the white man boss. Show me that stream called the River Jordan. That's the old stream that I long to cross. Old Man River, that old man river, he must know something, but don't say nothing. He just keeps rolling. He keeps on rolling along. He don't plant taters, he don't plant cotton. Them that plants them is soon forgotten. But old man river, he just keeps rolling along. You and me, we sweat and strain, body all aching and racked with pain. Tote that barge, lift that bale, you get a little drunk and you land in jail. I get weary and sick of trying. I'm tired of living and scared of dying. But old man river, he just keeps rolling on.
Dozens of men that I know. He isn't tall or straight or slim, and he dresses for work than Ted or Jim. I can't explain why he should be just the one man in God's world for me. He's just my Bill, an ordinary man. He hasn't got a thing that I can brag about, and yet to be up on his knees, so comfy and roomy, seems natural to me. I can't explain, it's surely not his brain that makes me thrill. I love him because he's, I don't know, because he's just my Bill.
And there's Helen Morgan. Oh, yeah. Louis Alter on the piano, again with Victor Young conducting the orchestra. For originally was on Brunswick. This was a Columbia issue. Bill from Showboat, 1932. That song, unlike all the other ones, had a lyric mainly by P.G. Woodhouse. In fact, that sounded like the Woodhouse lyric almost in its entirety. And I guess the story about that was that Woodhouse always said he wrote that about a Cocker Spaniel, which I guess would explain a man writing that song. But, yeah, well, it would describe a Cocker Spaniel pretty accurately. Having had one in my dim past, I can understand that sentiment. I'm Andy Sr., and I hope nobody describes me that way. This is Radiola, and if you want to find the playlist for this or any other Radiola program, please check Radiola Blog. That's radiolablog.blogspot.com, and or type Google, Google, type in Google, and then type in Radiola. Whatever you got to do, that's the best way to do it. And speaking of anomalies and interesting things, all yard sale finds from December 4th, 2009, and some of them were rather almost unplayable, in fact. On the machine I normally listen to, or when I'm auditioning these records, I sit down with my wife, and we like to listen to records, and we enjoy it. It's a matter of joy for us to do so, but some of these were maddeningly unplayable on the machine I have in the living room, but I was able to straighten them out very nicely. Here's a recording that I first heard, and I have it somewhere, too, in the midden. This recording I first heard was one of the first 78s I ever got in my life. I was probably 8 or 9 years old when I first heard this. And the song is freaky. It is an absolutely, I don't know, it's one of the most harmonically complex pieces I've ever heard. And the fact that it was recorded in 1926 by the Broadway Bellhops is, again, anomalous. This was written by the guy who sings our theme, Willard Robeson. And Willard was this stretches the bounds of any 32-bar format. And I've never heard too many recordings of this. It's a very strange song, but it just grabbed me. And I didn't understand it much when I was younger, but it just drives me nuts. And I love it. Lonely Acres in the West.
Lonely
old gal, and there he is, my old pal, and here am I, broken-hearted. Mine in May, his in June, she forgot mighty soon, and here am I, broken-hearted. The last time that we said goodbye, I knew that she was through. It's bad enough that I lost her, I had to lose him too. There they go, in their joy, happy girl, lucky boy, and here am I, broken hearted.
Well, I guess that's that had kind of a theme, in a way. That was the WMCA broadcasters, Charles Hart, vocal. Here am I, brokenhearted. Well, that sounds like it's a poem about something else, but what can you do? 1927, off an old Velvetone. Before that, John Sylvester and his orchestra. I would rather be alone in the South. From 1925, and that is a that was a sort of an interesting studio group, Perfect Pathé Actuel, but I just have never heard that song, and I hadn't heard of John Sylvester, but I guess he was somewhat involved with the original Indiana Five, beginning with the Broadway bellhops and all those great musicians in there, no vocal, and that was a Lannan group, yes indeed. So you had Lonely Acres in the West. And now, I guess, this is Radio. I'm Andy Sr., and I guess that we're just... I don't know who this singer is. Hugh Donovan was a name used as a pseudonym for many different people. And this sounds like Irving Kaufman, but Hugh Donovan was kind of the... It was kind of the George Spelvin of the recording world. People use that a lot. I even have a National Music Lovers recording with Hugo Donovetti as the singer on a more or less classical piece. But Hugh Donovan, whoever he may be, in 1926, what can I say after I say I'm sorry?
Why I made you cry, I'm sorry, sweetheart, and yet, though you shouldn't be lenient with me, I hope you'll forgive and forget. What can I say, dear, after I say I'm sorry? What can I do to prove to you I'm sorry? I didn't mean to ever be mean to you. If I didn't care, I wouldn't feel like I do. I was all wrong, but right or wrong, I don't blame you. Why should I take somebody like you and shame you? I know that I made you cry, and I'm so sorry, dear. So what can I say, dear, after I say I'm sorry? You made me glad, I made you sad, I made you lonesome and blue. And whoever knew, who'd ever think that I would be crying to you? ¶¶ What can I say, dear, after I say I'm sorry? What can I do to prove to you I'm sorry? Now, I didn't mean to ever be mean to you. If I didn't care, I wouldn't feel like I do. I was all wrong, but right or wrong, I don't blame you. Why should I take somebody like you and shame you? I know that I made you cry, and I'm so sorry, dear. So what can I say, dear, after I say I'm sorry?
Live in visions of the past. My heart is broken. Likely as not, you soon forgot. I just knew our romance couldn't last. Tears are my talking. I need you I'm so blue. I always will dream of my thrill deep in the arms of love. That night I met you, each night at 10, I live again deep in the arms of love. How I pray for things that never could be, wishing you were here just mothering me. Sweetheart, must I repent each moment spent deep in the arms of love?
Jack Miller. Jack Miller singing a rather, again, singing a rather Freudian song. I don't know. There's something going on there, but great recording. I'm amazed at the sound I was able to get out of that. That is astonishingly good. 1929, Deep in the Arms of Love. And that came out very nicely. I'm very happy with it. Lovely song. Despite the slightly odd lyrical turn in there about there's something Oedipal going on a bit maybe. Before that, Walter Cummins, the brother of bandleader Bernie Cummins, I'm Sorry, Sally. And that's there's somebody who sounds really sorry. He sounds like he's ready to give her a kidney or something. From 1928. And Hugh Donovan, whoever he might be, but I swear I could hear Irving lurking in there somewhere. Perhaps, I don't think it was Jack. I mean, there was some articulation. It was Irving putting on a vocal mask, but it might have been slipping on occasion. But whoever that might have been, I'd be interested to know if it wasn't Irving. I'm Andy Sr., and that's who I definitely am, and this is Radiola. This is an internet-only edition of Radiola, owing to hockey games being broadcast on WHCL-FM, WHCL.org, and I have to thank, and if you are going to listen to that station, by the way, and I urge you to do so at certain times, Saturday nights, Mark Fuller, 8 p.m. on WHCL.org. This week, anyway, you will hear him with retro radio. Radio just like you remember it. And that's, what more can I say? Mark is the reason this show exists today. Because he told me about these sales, and I got some good things. I'm not sorry to say it. I got some great things. And we're going to continue now with another selection from the 1932 studio cast of Showboat. Helen Morgan again, Louis Alter on the piano, Victor Young's orchestra. Can't help loving that man.
Thank you.
gotta swim, birds gotta fly. I gotta love one man till I die. Can't help loving that man of mine. Tell me he's lazy, tell me he's slow. Tell me I'm crazy, maybe I know. Can't help loving that man of mine. I love my Mr. Man, and I can't tell you why. There ain't no reason why I should love that man. It must be something that the angels done planned. Fish gotta swim, birds gotta fly. I gotta love one man till I die. Loving that man of mine. Tell me he's lazy, tell me he's slow. Tell me I'm crazy, maybe I know. Can't help loving that man of mine. When he goes away, that's a rainy day. When he comes back,